going back to what was said earlier about the letters that come to us, you know, a lot of them talk about the themes of friendship and loyalty and bravery, and I think this film retains all of those themes, but it also has things about strength and about, you know, being able to sort of... At the beginning of the film, Harry knows Voldemort has returned and yet has to cope with everybody accusing him of having lied about this. And so for me, in this film, it's about Harry just knowing that what he's seen is the truth, and so sticking to it and doing everything he can, never giving up on putting that message across and getting the truth to the rest of the world. So for me, that's one of the messages in the film, but also... I think another one would be about choices, and Gary Oldman has a fantastic line of Sirius Black where he says, we all have light and dark inside us. What matters is the part that we choose to act upon. That's what makes us who we really are. And so I think that is, if there was one line which people could take away from this film, I would say it should be that one.
Well, Dan's highlighted probably the most important themes and ideas. There are a couple of others that I think also resonate, though probably more in a secondary way. But one is the fundamentalism of any kind is to be abhorred, whether it be the fundamentalism of the ministry, who is embodied in particular by Umbridge, who's only able to see her way of doing things, and Fudge too, only their point of view, and being completely not open to other points of view. Absolutism is something that is not a positive thing. And the other is the power of love, because ultimately in this film it is Harry's ability to love and the strength that he's garnered from being loved that enables him to vanquish Lord Voldemort.